वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर थॉमस कैरू. ठीक है, थॉमस कैरू. एंड व्हाट इज द स्पेलिंग ऑफ कैरू? CAREW. ठीक है. हिज डेट्स आर फ्रॉम 1594 टू 1639. ठीक है. नाउ ही वाज अ इंग्लिश पोएट. इन पर्टिकुलर ही वाज वन ऑफ द कैवेलियर पोएट्स. ठीक है. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू इमीडिएटली वन डिटेल यू शुड नो, हु वर द कैवेलियर पोएट्स. एंड एज आई टोल्ड यू, थॉमस कैरू वाज वन ऑफ द कैवेलियर पोएट्स. ठीक है. नाउ थॉमस कैरू हैज रिटन टू इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स. वन इज अ वेरी इरोटिक पोएम. ठीक है. इट इज टाइटल्ड अ रैप्चर. ठीक है. अ रैप्चर, RAPTURE. ठीक है. एंड द अदर वन इज कॉल्ड कोलम ब्रिटानिकम. ठीक है. COELUM, कोलम ब्रिटानिकम, BRITANICUM, कोलम ब्रिटानिकम. दिस केम आउट इन 1634. एंड कोलम ब्रिटानिकम इज अ काइंड ऑफ मास्क, MASQUE, वो वाला मास्क. ठीक है. एंड दिस मास्क वॉज परफॉर्म्ड बाय द किंग एंड हिज जेंटलमैन इन द ईयर 1634. एंड इन द सेम ईयर इट वॉज पब्लिश्ड ऑल्सो. ठीक है. आफ्टर दैट ही हैज रिटन टू मोर माइनर पोएम्स. दीज टू पोएम्स आर नॉट वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, बट फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑफ नॉलेज इट इज यूजफुल. एंड व्हाट आर दीज टू पोएम्स? वन इज रिटन इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ कंट्री हाउस पोएम. ठीक है, कंट्री हाउस पोएम. एंड द टाइटल इज टू सैक्स हैम, SAXHAM, सैक्स हैम, टू सैक्स हैम. ठीक है. आफ्टरवर्ड्स देयर इज अनदर वन कॉल्ड टू माई फ्रेंड G.N. From rest, REST, rest. ठीक है. To my friend G.N. from rest. So just make a note of these two poems also. But as I told you earlier, the two earlier ones are the most important ones. ठीक है. One is a rapture and the other is Colum Britannicum. ठीक है. Now after that, let me read out how a critic, a famous critic, describes the works of Thomas Carew. Now keep in mind that he was a cavalier poet, and the reason why some poets were called cavalier was because of their loyalty to the king, their loyalty to Charles the First. Okay? This was one of the major reasons. So let me quote this critic. Quote, Thomas Carew was the poetic arbiter, elegante, of the court of Charles the First of England. He gave one last witty spin to the tradition of Petrarchan lyric, polishing and resetting the traditional conceits of love poetry for an increasingly sophisticated and aristocratic audience. Carew penned the most notorious erotic poem of the 17th century called A Rapture, as well as what is generally regarded as the most accomplished of the Caroline masques called Colum Britannicum. His two contributions to the minor genre of country house poem called To Sax Ham and To My Friend G.N. from Brest are still frequently anthologized. In the final decade of his life, Thomas Carew largely left lyric for occasional and commendatory poems. His verses to Ben Jonson on the failure of the work called The New Inn, okay, The New Inn, INN, and his elegy on the death of John Donne are the most astute contemporary assessments of the two men's poetic legacies, matlab the legacy of John Donne and Ben Jonson. Afterwards, Carew is indeed one of the great transitional figures of English poetry. Although indebted to John Donne and Ben Jonson and deeply grounded in the literature of the High English Renaissance, he sketched out the lighter, more elegant style that has come to be known as the Cavalier verse. His younger followers, such as Sir Thomas, look on the screen, Sir John Suckling, Richard Lovelace, Edmund Waller, Sir William Davenant, as well as Andrew Marvell, dominated the literary scene at mid-century and in turn foreshadowed the radical changes ushered in by the Restoration in 1660. Unquote. Okay, so this is how this critic describes the works of Thomas Carew. So, from an exam point of view, just remember few facts about Thomas Carew. One, that he is one of the Cavalier poets. Afterwards, the name of his two important works, A Rapture and Colum Britannicum. Afterwards, let me tell you one more fact about Thomas Carew. As I indicated that he admired Ben Jonson as well as John Donne. And about John Donne, he famously said that he was the king of, quote, the universal monarchy of wit, unquote. ठीक है, he called John Donne as the king of the universal monarchy of wit, and this he wrote in the elegy that he wrote on John Donne. ठीक है, so in the exam they can ask you which poet has called John Donne the universal monarch of wit. It is Thomas Carew. ठीक है.